Welcome to Maseches Kiddushin, Paragimel Mishnaches, Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. This Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, about a father declaring that his daughter was Mekudeshes, she was betrothed when she was a Katana, which he has the right to do, and the permissibility factor once he says such a thing. It says the Mishnah, Kidashti es biti, I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, or he says, Kidashtiya begerashtiya kishihi Katana, I accepted Kiddushin, and also she got divorced, accepted the get, the divorce document, when she was a Katana. She was just a girl under bar mitzvah. V'harei Katana, and she is still a Katana. When he declares this, she's still under bas mitzvah. She's still in his jurisdiction. When he declares this, says the Mishnah, Neman, he's believed to say that, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. And he's also believed not just to say that she's Mekudeshes, but to say that she's also Megureshes, she's divorced, and therefore she's permissible. However, says the Mishnah, if he says Kidashtiya Vigereshtiya Kishihi Katana, he says they accepted Kiddushin and then also a divorce on her behalf when she was still under Bas Mitzvah and she was still a Katana. Now, when he declares this, she's already older, she's already a Bagar, she's already a young lady, and he no longer has any jurisdiction over her. He's not believed to disqualify her from Kahuna, for marrying a Kohen, because she's a divorcee, because he's only Neman, he's only believed while it's still within his jurisdiction. Continues the Mishnah, Nishbeis Avidisiyah. Let's say he says she had been captured, and I redeemed her from the non-Jewish captors. Now, a woman that's a Shavuya, a woman that's a captive, is puzzled, she's invalid, Lekuhuna, to marry a Kohen, because we're suspected. Maybe she was abused when she was under captivity. So the Mishnah says, Benjihi Katana, regardless if at the point that he declares this, she's a Katana, she's just a young girl, Benjihi Katana, whether she's already an adult, Enoi Neman, he's not believed to say it at all, because the Torah did not give a father Nemanus. The Torah didn't give him the ability to verify something only in matters pertaining to marriage, but not any other aspect. Let's say a person is about to die, and he says, Yesh li banim, he has children from a different marriage, and now his wife would have fallen to Yibam. He had no children from this marriage, and her brothers would have had the obligation, to marry her, which is a mitzvah of Yibam. So he's saying, I have children. Once he says he has children, that takes away from Yibam. Naman, he's believed to say such a thing. However, says the Mishnah, let's say we never knew that he had brothers, or we didn't know that he had children, and comes out that we didn't assume she was falling to Yibam. And he said, Yesh li achim, I have brothers, and therefore my wife has to fall to Yibam. Enoi Neman, he's not believed, because we had assumed until this point that she was muteris once he died. She'd be permissible, so he cannot establish that fact. Hamakadosh es bitoistan, someone that has a bunch of daughters, and he accepts Kedushin on behalf of one of them, but he doesn't say to which daughter he intends. Ein habaygris bechlal, the ones that are already considered adults are definitely not in part of this suffix, part of this doubt, because he has no permission to accept Kedushin on their behalf. However, the ones that are ketanois, or the ones that are still within his jurisdiction, there's a suffix Kedushin, there's a doubt, maybe they're Kedushin, and they need to have a get, misuffix, they need to have a divorce bill, just in case. Wishing you an amazing upcoming day and a great upcoming week.